How much screen time should I let my kids have? What can I do when the kid throws a tantrum? How do I talk to my teenager about sex? They're just some of the questions that have inspired the new ABC podcast, Parental as Anything. It's hosted by much-loved parenting author and educator Maggie Dent, who joins me right now. Maggie, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
Okay, look, I want answers to all those questions immediately, but firstly, congratulations on episode one going live today. How did the questions you got from parents turn into a podcast?
It's really funny, isn't it? I think it's we tend to find that there's some that are coming up all the time. And I think basically it was a team of lovely ladies in the audio wing of the ABC thought, why don't we just get Maggie to solve all our parenting problems? So I think that's how it really came about.
Okay, so that makes sense. You're going to solve everyone's problems. Yeah. I like that. It sounds like an easy, neat solution. I mentioned screen time there in my intro. That's like almost the number one, I reckon. That's a massive one for families. It's what my friends constantly talk to me about. It's the subject of your first episode. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, I think we are now living the biggest social experiment we've ever seen with the digital world and how it impacts on children. Since TV. And of course, at TV for children, if you were in the country area, you only got ABC anyway, so it was probably, you know, play school twice a day. So what we've got now is a world that is just massive, and our children are accessing it really early. And there are distinct biological needs that can be met in our digital world. It helps us stay connected. I'm a nanny now, so being connected to my grandies is just bliss in a safe way so no pedophile can find them. You know what I mean? So what we've got to work out is we wouldn't let our kids run on the road. How do we work out this world? And how do the parents get to still be the parent, keeping their children safe from either excessive consumption or viewing inappropriate and harmful things? And the landscape changes absolutely all the time. The apps turn up with different things. And then the educational focus again, you know, we think, oh, educationally, that's going to be good for my kids. You know what? The evidence isn't really brilliant that technology in our schools has improved our educational outcomes. So it's a confusing landscape, Patricia, and one that your kids will probably be way ahead of you. And that's a bit scary.
Yeah, that's, yeah, terrifying. I've already experienced that in my own life. We've got a snippet from a mum you feature in episode one, and it's something I'm sure many parents will relate to.
The kids watch TV and I let them go for it, which I shouldn't, but to save an argument, they don't end up interacting with each other or with you, and they're just so focused on it and not, they can't seem to stop.
Maggie, here's a scary stat. By the time an Australian child is 8, they'll have spent 1 year in front of a device.
It is horrific. And so what really our problem is, Patricia, is that we know what's really good to develop healthy children. Nothing's changed in those things. Go in those first 5 to 6 years, we're developing physically, emotionally, socially, psychologically. And what we're now finding, we've got 5-year-old children turning up in our classrooms right across Australia, and I'm pretty sure it's the Western world, with a massive drop in oral vocab, the absolute poorest fine and gross motor skills we've ever seen, poor self-regulation, can't manage themselves, and an inability to play with other children. Now, these are like flashing neon signs that we're getting that balance a little bit wrong, and that it's displacing time that you do to grow to be a human. And so I guess my biggest message is, you know, those early years, once again, every single parent sometimes needs a break from their kids, no question. And I had 4 very vigorous, noisy boys. That handing a device they can access the World Wide Web needs to be a little worrying, and we've heard some very scary reports on that. But also giving it to them too often is definitely overwiring the dopamine receptors in the brain, making them more prone to instant entertainment and instant everything. And of course, you know, if you've got toddlers, they're not good at waiting 1 second. So we're looking at how that's delaying some of the development for our children, and we can prevent that without it being completely excluded.
Modern parents are often accused of being helicopter parents compared to previous generations. And we all know, you know, the stories, oh, I could do everything, you know, parents didn't watch, and now they're controlling everything kids do, even the way they play. Do you think there's any truth to it, or are we too hard on ourselves?
I hate labels, Patricia, but I think we've become very frightened. I think, see, we couldn't see 24/7 news, and now it's everywhere. And what it is mainly bad. And so we see all the scariest possible things. There may be 1 child abduction in 5 years. but it will be played over and over. And any time a child might disappear for a few hours, they play that same footage. So what we've done is terrified parents the world outside their neighbourhood is not safe. We've also basically said you need to be really strongly attached to your children. You need to play with your children. But you know what? There is something called playing too much with your children and not allowing them autonomous play. So parents are just confused with this too much information. So this was what the idea of the podcast. Let's cut through that. Let's find people who know their stuff. But also we wanted it presented in a warm, common sense way, which apparently I'm quite good at, because I believe in imperfect, good enough parenting, and that, you know, you can't control children to be perfect, and that we all have days when it just goes belly up, and there are days absolutely our kids are going to hate us. You know what? We're probably being a parent, the parent they need to be that day. So again, there's so many mixed messages, Patricia, that we're trying to unplug and give you some of the basics, and with a kind of, you know, Australian flavour. That means it's pleasant to listen to. Hopefully we can have co-parents listening to it together while they're doing something else, because that's busy parents, isn't it?
Pretty much. Listen to it in the car with the children. Maybe
not. Getting dinner ready?
Maybe not. Yeah. Recently, the New York Times launched New York Times Parenting, and with headlines like "The Reality of Being a Parent with a Controversial Past," it appears to take, you know, a realist approach. Is that the kind of topic that you'll deal with, those sorts of issues as well?
The thing that parents are telling me is I just want, it's very specific stuff they want to know. What do I do when my child starts swearing? What do I do when they keep biting? What do I do? They actually don't always want to have all the evidence in the background of why that can be developmentally quite normal at that stage, even though we don't want stuff out there that's not based in some evidence. And I think that's the difference with what we're offering with this, is because I have conversations with my experts and I throw in those and I challenge some of the things that might look, okay, that's exactly what you need to do. But what do you do right now in the supermarket when they've lost it?
Mm.
I want those things. Tell me what I do now.
Pretend they're not yours. Sorry.
Don't tell me they're having a cortisol download from their brain. I get that they're not happy. I think that's the kind of flavour we wanted in it. And I think we've got it.
I think it sounds like you do. Maggie, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Maggie Dent is a much-loved parenting author and educator and the host of the ABC's Parental as Anything. It's out now from wherever you get your podcasts. This is RN Drive.